Can I ask a very impersonal, or perhaps personal question? Were you very close to your brothers?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All five. All five. Yes, all five. All five. Of course, I had pretty good rows with Michael, the nearest one to me. I think back to the last time we met, they had an absolutely flaming row. I think I leaned out of the flat window and hurled something down to the bottom of the street. But that would have all blown over next time we met. Went through different phases.
Jack?
I suppose my Jack for quite a long time was my favourite. In a very strange sort of way now, he's becoming a sort of favourite again. This is a difficult thing to describe. It's chiefly because of Andrew with his fantastic gift of blowing up photographs and old photographs in my album, which of course Andrew has seen all of them. It is horrible little scraps we've all got in those things. Andrew does what the hell he does. I don't know how you blow a thing up. And wonderful pictures have come out of it. So now my bedroom, only for the last 6 months, has got pictures of these things around the wall, far bigger than these old things. And the chap who catches my eye the whole time is Jack, as a baby, as a small boy, later on. And of course he was, I was always absolutely devoted to him, but he's treated rather cruelly every now and then, but it makes good dramatic sense.
Yes.
But he was, I think there's been one thing in this last script, I said, you're too unkind here, scrub those two lines, whether he does or doesn't is up to him. With the scene with Mary Hodgson.
Oh yes, where he turns right very strongly on her.
Yes, well, of course the actual scene is more or less all right. But before that, when he's talking to Michael,
yes.
And then Mary bursts in, and he said, "What are you doing? That's so completely unlike her, and so completely unfair on Jack." And I said, "Just
unlike
her. Pick up, unlike her,
to do that."
No, she, well, no, she would have, having opened the door. I think she'd have probably said, "Don't talk to me like that," I would guess he'd say, when she said, "Get out of the room," or something like that, Jack said. She never would say anything like bollocks, because that didn't exist in those days.
Yes.
But I think she'd have been fairly strong with him.
Yes.
However, it's not from Mary's point of view, it's Jack's point of view, which I don't want him to turn out a little bit too hard.
No.
And it's only taking out, I think, two lines.
Can one use it in this way, that because we can play those lines in two ways, either on their face value,
yes,
or we can play them in terms of Jack's agitation,
yes,
or nervousness,
yes,
about what is going to happen with his fiancée, with
yes,
Jerry.
Yes,
in other words, that his that it's somewhat that sharpness arises out of his nervousness about,
yes,
so that it sort of takes Michael by the surprise. The way we can show that it's very untypical of Jack,
yes,
is the way in which Michael looks at him.
Yes.
Now, would that help to answer your...
Well, I don't think there's a problem in this one, because I think, and I haven't talked to him, but I think he's agreed with the two, I think two lines I said take them out, which was... I think Michael says something like, "She's not a servant."
Oh yes, that's right. No, Jack says she's a servant,
she's
and
servant.
Michael says she's one of us.
No, she's not to me.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
I got him to cut those two lines out. Make Jack say, "I'm sorry, I'm in a bad mood."
Yes.
Whatever,
well, then that would follow on what I was saying.
Yes, I think it does it.
Wasn't it?
Yes, that was about it.
Yes.
And I can easily see he would be, and he would be irritated and so on, but he would never have said...
she's a servant.
No, never. Not conceivably. But there it is. I mean, say that this is, only would say this, he never would have, but again, the television play it can.
Well,
if he makes it better, but I don't think it,
yes,
does.
Yes, but we can... one always looks for somehow treating dramatic moments in an unexpected way,
yes,
to give them meaning beyond what is on the page.
Yes.
So that's very helpful to know.